The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Aminadab. Aminadab became the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph, Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud. Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Akim, Akim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Matthan, Matthan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who was called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Mother of our Savior, Mother of the Church, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we have the joy of celebrating the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of our Lord. It's one of the three birthdays that we celebrate liturgically. The first being of our Savior, of course, Jesus Christ at Christmas. The other being of St. John the Baptist, the precursor. And with Mary, we have these three birthdays. All three of these persons were born without original sin. Of course, St. John the Baptist was not conceived without sin, but was sanctified in the womb when the Blessed Virgin Mary went in haste to visit her cousin Elizabeth, bringing in her womb the incarnate Son of God who sanctified St. John the Baptist before he was born. The Church teaches us, and it's logical, if Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of mankind and the source of all grace, that Mary is the mediatrix of all graces, and through her, salvation came into the world. And so it's right to celebrate the birth of this woman, this holy woman, this immaculate virgin who is our mother, given to us by our Lord, and to look at her birth, we learn a very important lesson. She is the model for all disciples of Christ and the model of all who seek to be holy. And her birth, as the birth of her son, came about in a very inconspicuous way, in a way that the world would not take any notice of. She was not born amid splendor and riches and power and importance, but in the eyes of the world was simply another child of another poor Hebrew family. And yet in her is the beginning of our salvation, because in her, immaculately conceived, then through her cooperation with God's will, she would one day conceive of the Savior of mankind. So her birth is sort of a prelude to all that we celebrate in the Church, and a prelude to our passage through Christ into heaven. And yet she's, as I say, this poor person, yet full of grace, full of every heavenly splendor given to a creature, and she's raised above every other creature. And yet her coming into this world was in no way notable in the things that the world esteems and gives value. And this is for us then a lesson in the importance of grace, or the interior life of whom she is the model, and the unimportance of the things that the world puts forward. And this truth is something that all parents should take note of in raising their children. So often, blinded and seduced by the world, parents pour every care and concern into the child's clothing, the child's education, so that someday they can go to college and get a job or become a skilled worker or whatever it may be that are their dreams for the child. But so often those dreams are just rooted in this world and limited to what can be enjoyed in time without putting the proper emphasis on those eternal goals that we should hold in highest esteem, to the point of actually despising worldly goals. Nowadays, we see how dangerous it can be for a child to become educated in the world, for instance, in a public school, where they will learn useful things as well as very harmful things, but very unlikely will they learn anything that will lead them to eternal life. And so God gave us a Savior who was born in poverty and in worldly terms with nothing and weak, and likewise his mother. And yet these are for us the models that God holds forward as the creatures that he most highly cherishes and wants us to imitate. Mary, throughout her life, grew in sanctifying grace through her constant acts of adoration and sacrifice and union with the will of God. She was born full of grace and grew. Her capacity for holiness grew with each act of her interior will. And so she's the model that we have to imitate. And our Lord not only gave us her to be our mother, but also gave us, founded the church, and gave us the means to be saved through the church, through the sacraments, through baptism, in which, in a certain sense, we can identify with Mary. Though she was born without sin, through baptism, we're born into the life of grace, and our sins are canceled. And so once we're baptized at that moment, in a very pale way, we reflect some of that beauty and grace that is so full in the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so like her, we should also attempt to continue throughout our life on this earth to grow in grace, making use of the means that our Lord has given us, in particular, Holy Communion, which with every worthy communion, we grow, we're nourished and fed on sanctifying grace, on our Lord, who gives us himself so that we might have life. Saint Andrew of Crete, whose reading we have today as the second reading in the Office of Readings, gives us a thought for this day. Therefore, let all creation sing and dance and unite to make worthy contribution to the celebration of this day. Let there be one common festival for saints in heaven and men on earth. Let everything, mundane things and those above, join in festive celebration. Today, this created world is raised to the dignity of a holy place for him who made all things. The creature is newly prepared to be a divine dwelling place for the Creator. Through Mary, then, the world is raised to this dignity, and in her womb is the holy place for him who made all things. And through this child, Mary, who then grew up to be the virgin who conceived our Lord, we too have received the grace to become the dwelling place of our Lord in our union with God in grace, and as we're about to now celebrate in Holy Communion. Let us join with all of heaven and all of creation then today, this day, giving thanks to the Lord for the Blessed Virgin Mary, our mother and mother of our Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary.